speaking of competitions, do you enter them very much? My auntie, one of my aunties, is obsessed. She's always ringing radio stations and filling in coupons at shops. She swears by it. In fact, most of her holidays and weekends away are thanks to winning lotteries and comps. She reckons it's a great supplement to her seniors' pension, and I know she's not the only one. We hear stories of people who make a living out of entering comps, but is it true? And if you enter one, what are the odds that you'll actually win? Now, Craig Seatham is the publisher of competitionsguide.com.au, and he's with us this morning. How are you, Craig?
Good morning.
So tell us, can people make a living out of these sort of things?
With great difficulty. It's a hobby, and you can win lots of things, but I don't know that I would necessarily rely on that to make my entire income. It could be difficult.
Now, I mean, you put together a guide, so obviously there's enough people, you know, dead set on trying to do this to maximise their chances. What makes a good competition from a consumer point of view?
I think that consumers are really looking at things that are easy to enter and have prizes that they actually want to win, which sounds pretty obvious, and that's not necessarily always the best competitions to enter.
In what ways?
Well, sometimes just because something's easy means that everyone's doing it.
Yeah.
It doesn't necessarily mean that your odds of winning are going to be good. If something's as easy as just providing your first name and your email address, chances are there's tens of thousands of other people doing that as well.
So you want to sort of try to create a niche for yourself. So we run competitions, everything from a daily quiz to more complex competitions. Is it just, you know, I mean, is it linked to our love of gambling in some way, Craig?
And that's been put to me an awful lot. I guess the difference between competitions and gambling, except for the competitions where you've got to buy something to enter, most of them these days are really free. And it's just really that form of something for nothing. And the really interesting thing that I find is that competitions tend to be 90% plus women.
Really?
Guys really don't seem to be all that interested in winning competitions or the effort that goes behind the entry process. Even when you get some major male-branded brands that run competitions,
More
often than not, it's females that either enter on behalf of their partner or they just enter anyway.
Do you know what sort of age group those women are in, Craig?
Primarily between 35 and 50, but the fastest growing area is 50 plus.
This is very interesting. And what about competitions for kids?
We don't tend to spend a lot of time on worrying about that area because chances are most competitions require you to be at least 18, some are 13 plus. The kids' competitions tend to be colouring in competitions, and I don't think there's too many adults that are all that interested in trying their hand at it.
And thinking about raffles, for example, that are part of a broader cause and money going to charity, are we more likely to have a personal connection to either it's a school raffle or something? Is that a bigger motivator for us to enter? Because it's not so much about the prize but about the cause?
It's true. The charity competitions tend to be huge. And when I say huge, I'm talking about win a house on the Gold Coast or win three houses on the Gold Coast. And the cost to enter is quite low. But the funny thing is, we find very, very little interest in them on a broad perspective. I've never been able to figure out why. I think there's sometimes some concerns that, well, these prizes almost seem too good to be true because they're worth anything up to $2 million. And I know that when one goes on our site that it gets very, very little attention.
So tell us what is popular in terms of things that people want. Nothing to do with the cause in this case, but the actual prizes themselves. What gets us out and entering these?
You know, about 5 or 6 years ago, it was always cash was the biggest prize. And nowadays, there's not too many just pure cash prizes. Holidays are always extremely important, and anything that has a car attached to it is going to be gigantic. But the really popular, smaller, winnable prizes tend to be gift vouchers to the major supermarket chains, or if not, the department store chains.
A supermarket? That's not a very exciting prize.
It's not, but it's something that people can relate to and they want to win. And when I'm asked my advice in that area, if all else fails, just I try to advise promoters not to be too creative, because sometimes you can almost do yourself out of entries just on that basis. And there's a lot of prizes that go up that tend not to be particularly popular.
Yeah, there you go. Now, what's a dud prize? What doesn't work with the public?
It's not necessarily a dud prize, but the high technology, can I mention a brand name?
Yep.
In terms of iPads.
Now, yes.
In the past year or so, when iPads were first launched, they became very, very popular very quickly. But what's happened over time, and it tends to be a lot with Apple products, the people that want one already have one. And so it can be very, very difficult sometimes to almost give them away. The online competitions are very often put together by web guys. And web guys think, well, look, I like this really techno prize, so therefore the average female or average consumer out there is going to like it just as much. And that's not always the case. So high technology prizes sometimes are very, very difficult to get interest in.
There you go. I wouldn't have thought that at all, Craig.
But you want to know one of my favourite dud prizes?
Yeah, yeah.
This is what I won't mention the brand name on. Major paint company decided to give away $5,000 worth of paint and painting services if you bought their paint. Now, think about you go and buy paint. What do you do with it when you get home? You tend to paint something. And then 6 weeks later, you get a call from them saying, oh, by the way, we're going to paint your house again.
It's the last thing you feel like doing. So when you talk to businesses about sort of shaping a good competition, what do you think are the key things, Craig?
I think that, look, if you make the prize realistic and something that the average person will want to own, and a good example of that is barbecue. Now, why are barbecues popular? Everyone owns one, but most people would probably like a better one. So if you offer something pretty snazzy, chances are, look, yeah, I'll chuck out the old one and put the new one in. So as long as the mass of people want to get it, that's great. The thing that I always advise them on is don't ask information that you don't want. Quite often promoters will ask for a specific age. Why? No particular reason. They just like to know. Marital status. Again, if you don't need to know it, don't ask it. Don't specify that you want a mobile number if you're happy to take any phone number. It's just these little things that people put on which raise a high level of suspicion, and most of the time the promoter doesn't need them anyway.
I'm glad you raised that, Craig. I've got a friend who's got a little trick when they enter competitions. They use their middle name as their first name so they can track where their postal addresses and contact details end up, because their theory is it's just a massive way for the chance of them winning is so low, but it's a way for companies to get hold of their contact information, and they sort of track this mail that turns up using their middle name.
You can, and in actual fact, my website is signed up to something like 600 different, actually more, websites so that we can actually track competitions that are coming in. And the funny thing is that they're all entered under my cat's name.
Yep.
And cat is spelled C-A-T-T-E, so it's actually under the name of Jody Cat A.
Yes.
Now, my cat has her own retail store card, which is picked up, gets makeup samples extremely often, and phone calls coming in. And even if you explain that, well, look, we actually only did this as a test so that we can track you, oh, but can we speak to her? But she's a cat. She can't really say much to you. But it's really a good way of finding out exactly what's going on, in that same way, tracking exactly where the mail and where the calls and where the emails are actually coming from.
And is it alarming to see just how far and wide our contact details will go when we enter one competition?
In most cases, I think you can be assured that the company that's actually asking for the information are the only ones that are going to use it. It's very rare that a company, and it's illegal for a company, for example, to take your details and actually sell them off to anyone else. But I'll say that as a disclaimer, it's not necessarily illegal for a company to rent your details. Now, again, it doesn't happen an awful lot, but in theory, a company has to be very, very careful with what they do with your information, because if they're caught out, they're going to be in a lot of trouble.
There you go. It's fascinating to talk to you, Craig. I'm so glad that you were available this morning. And I understand that your very first, you spent some time in Orange, your very first radio interview was on ABC Central West.
It was, and I finished. I lived in Orange between 1979 and 1984. Finished school there, and that's right. When I was in year nine, I took part in a junior radio panel at the ABC studios, and hardly even got a word in.
Oh, there you go. Well, you've had a much better airing. You just had to wait your years, Craig.
It was worth it.
Thanks. It's great to have you on the show. There's Craig Seatman there these days living in Sydney. He is the publisher of competitionsguide.com.au. And Madeline called in from Grenfell. She said 7 years ago she won a Christmas competition from the ABC radio. She won everything in the ABC Christmas catalogue. Gosh, that's a good prize, Madeline. She gave a lot of it away, but still has toys she gets out when the kids visit. Good to know those prizes are still going strong.